Listening Library presents If I Ever Get Out of Here. This is the author, Eric Gansworth. For the Bumblebee, flying smoothly between Venus and Mars, and for Chuck Collins and Jeff Ewing on their respective planets. Chapter 1. With a little help from my friends. "Cut it off," I yelled. "Shut up, or my dad will hear you," Carson Mastick said. "He's not that drunk yet, and I'm going to have a hard enough time explaining how you come down looking like a different kid than the one that went upstairs." For 10 minutes, he'd been farting around, waving the scissors like a magic wand. Now he yanked the long tail of hair from my neck and touched the scissors an inch above my collar. "Is this about it? There's no turning back once I start chopping." "Yep, that's it," I said. "You think cutting off your braid is going to make those white kids suddenly talk to you?" Carson's cousin Tammy said. "If you believe that, you need brain surgery, not a haircut. What do you care what they think anyway? You've had this braid since, what, kindergarten?"
"Second grade," I said. "If you'll remember, someone stuck a massive wad of gum in my hair that year, and I had to cut it all off and start over."
"Was an accident," Carson said. The same thing he said whenever he did something terrible that he secretly thought was funny.
"Give it to me," Tammy said. "I got better things to do." She grabbed the scissors.
"Wait," Carson said. "I didn't..."
Suddenly, it was gone. The hair I'd grown for...